RadioInfluence.com.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Forking Around Town. I'm your host, Tracy, and today I'm really excited about a very special guest who popped in to see me. I have none other than Lizette from Chef Inspired Popcorn. Welcome,
hello,
Lizette.
Hello, thank you for having me. And I saw what you did there, the whole pop.
Well, yeah, it's corny, okay. But come on. You're the popcorn lady.
I'm the popcorn lady.
Anyways, I'm so glad to have you here.
Oh, and thanks for having me.
She brought me some treats, so I'm going to be eating all day long, which is just what I need. My waistline thanks you.
Ah.
But your popcorn's awesome. So
thank you so much.
So tell me a little bit about how you got started, because I remember when you were first located, and correct me if I'm wrong, on Howard.
Yes.
Okay. So that was your first location?
No, we actually started out in the town and country area, because that's where I lived.
Okay.
So I wanted something close to home before, you know, to kind of just feel it out and see how it was going to go. About 5 years ago, I got diagnosed as a celiac. After coming back from Costa Rica. So that kind of changed my, it changed your whole world. You have to learn how to eat differently. And popcorn has always been a big snack in my house with my daughter and I. And I found out that that was gluten-free. So I started making spices at home. So my first idea was, wow, you know, maybe everybody loves the garlic parm that I make at home for the popcorn topping. And at first I thought that's what I was going to do, is just create all these really amazing spices. Mm-hmm. And then we made some birthday cake kind of flavored popcorn. I think I had the garlic parm already. And we were like, wow, this is kind of interesting. Maybe it could be something. So I started local in that area, and then it just kind of grew. People started, you know, traveling. I was getting people actually from West Shore area, from South Tampa, Wesley Chapel, coming to town and country.
Wow.
So that's when I was like, okay, I really want to take this to another level. I probably need a better location. And that's when we went out to Howard.
Howard. Okay.
Yes,
I do remember that. And now your shop on Beta Bay, you can't drive by without stopping in. Come on.
Well, you can't miss the colors.
You can't miss. Exactly. It's so bright and cheery, and I love it. It's like pink and yellow, and it just puts you in a good mood. Like, you put me in a good mood every morning when I read your feed on Facebook.
I was trying to be funny. I like my funny coffee memes. Everybody knows that besides popcorn, I'm a big lover of coffee, so I was trying to find something funny and cheerful and positive. I mean, there's just so much negativity out there.
Right.
Popcorn makes you happy, and coffee gives you life.
Well, I am one of those people, if I don't have coffee in the morning, don't talk to me. I'm in such a bad mood. But I tried an experiment this week. I'm having you as my morning coffee before my actual coffee.
Ah, there you go.
I'm serious. I go on Facebook, and you always make me laugh with everything that you post. And I'm like, you know what? I can wait a few minutes before I have my coffee, because I have Lizette. She's awesome.
I love that feedback. I actually get messages from people that tell me that they love reading my posts, that I try to be so positive, but that I keep it real.
You do.
You know, there's not, you don't have to be positive, you know, 24/7. You're going to have those bad days, but you have to know that there's an end to that. You can kind of push forward. That's what I teach my daughter all the time. Listen, you're going to have that. And then you just, you know, have some popcorn and figure it out.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times people, if they're having a bad day, they kind of let it dictate the way the rest of their day is going to go. And your attitude really helps you improve things. And I try to do things with humor. If I'm having a shitty day, I try to laugh or just act silly, and I find it always gets better.
I'm always the same way. Yeah. Humor is everything. Laughing. I try to make fun of myself the most I can. My daughter's the same way. I try to instill that in her. I mean, she's in high school now. I mean, who really wants to go back to high school? Some of those days were great. Some of them were horrible. Being a 16-year-old athlete in high school, it's tough. And but she's the same way. She'll make fun of things. And sometimes we'll just sit at the mall and drink coffee and look at people and laugh. You gotta laugh. Life has just gotten so serious. And sometimes I look at Facebook or even Instagram or Twitter, and it's just one negative thing after another. And I'm thinking, people, Have you gone to another country and experienced something worse than being here?
No, they haven't.
They have.
But you think they have. And your daughter's been helping you also. Yes. I've seen. Yeah, she's, I met her. She is a wonderful, wonderful girl.
She's great. She's a good kid. There's no perfect kid, but she is as close to it as possible.
She's a hard worker,
Hard worker, student athlete, nothing handed to her. She helps. She actually, some of the flavors that we've had in the shop were her ideas. She has inspired me to move forward with another division of the company, which is the fundraising division, because we're giving back. So we have that division now for anybody out there, profit, nonprofit organizations. If you need to raise money, you can sell Chef Inspired and we will pay you back 55%.
That is incredible.
Yes. Feeds my soul.
Yeah, I love that because I actually have some things coming up in the new year, so we will definitely talk about that. So speaking of chef-inspired popcorn, what are some of your most popular flavors?
I would say that our most popular flavor is going to be the salted caramel because that's kind of like our original flavor, and it's amazing. And of course, Windy City, which is our take on, can't get into popcorn without knowing who Garrett's is.
Right.
So it's a cheddar and caramel corn combined. So you get the sweet and the salty. Of course, I don't think there's a kid out there that doesn't love birthday cake.
Right.
Birthday cake's amazing.
My kids love that one.
Yes. Yeah. And our meet the cheddars. So I'm a cheese freak. So I just took our yellow and our white cheddar and I just put it in one container and it's just amazing.
That's perfect.
Yes.
I love cheese too.
Oh, I love cheese.
Now, cheese and wine. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. That's another thing that cheers me up is cheese and wine.
Yes.
Now, have you done a pizza flavor?
We have done a pizza flavor. I actually have pizza flavor. I have a garlic crust pizza flavor.
Oh, that sounds great.
What else? We have some pretty cool ones. The chicken and waffles is probably one of my...
I've had that one. It's good.
It's very good. I think it's one of my most imaginative ones, that one, and banana pudding. So people come to me with all these ideas and I try to recreate them. So being that I can't eat bread, so like French toast is my favorite breakfast, but I can't eat it anymore. So I recreated it in popcorn.
Can you eat it with maybe a gluten-free bread or it's not the same?
It's not the same. I did find, I was told that Craftology in St. Pete has a gluten-free French toast. I haven't been able to check them out yet. When I went to LA, I love going to different cities and looking at different things, bring back ideas. There was a small place that had a good gluten-free French toast. I think I went 3 times the week I was there. They must have thought it was crazy. Really? So if you find good gluten-free food, you eat it.
You have to. I actually tried a gluten-free pizza recently. I liked it, but I didn't love it. I got it at the store.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Just one of those kind. I tried it. And I also tried one from Blackjack Pizza here in Tampa, which I love.
Amazing.
Their pizza.
Yes. I order from them all the time.
It's really good. Have you had their gluten-free?
Yes, I have.
That one was so much better than the one I got at the store, which obviously.
Well, of course. Yeah. Gluten-free pizza, it's just that the crust is thinner and it doesn't fill you up. My daughter will eat gluten-free pizza, mm-hmm. even though she's not. Same with pasta, gluten-free pasta. It just doesn't bloat you out. Blackjack is amazing.
They do a great job with that.
They do a great job. I got to give them a shout out. Gourmet Pizza Company, I want to say, is that MacDill or in the South Tampa area?
Yes,
they
I've
do
been
a very, very good job too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's hard to find a good gluten-free pizza crust. It really is.
I know.
I need to mess around with that. Maybe I can make my own.
You probably could.
I could. I think I could.
I have faith in you because you've come up with all these great flavors. I know you can make a good gluten-free pizza. So now you're over currently at the Winter Village, which
yes.
runs through the first part of January.
Yeah, January 5th, I think.
Okay.
Right before the kids go back to school, I believe.
So I wanted you to tell me a little bit about it. I actually went 2 weeks ago, and that was the first time I met you in person.
Yes.
Which was really funny.
Yeah, I look like a creeper, like looking at your face.
I'm like,
oh, is that you?
Most people recognize my fork, and they're like, are you the forking around town girl? I'm like, yeah.
Well, just I get it. Are you popcorn lady?
Really? But yeah, Winter Village was cool. I'm actually going to go back hopefully tonight, so I hope to see you there. So tell me a little bit about that, because I didn't go last year, and I guess... I heard it's a little bit different this year than last year.
Last year, this is my second year, and it really is, it's great. It's great for the city. It's great that they put it on. I think tonight is a movie and tree lighting.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if the tree lighting's tonight or tomorrow, but I know tonight's going to be a movie. Last year was pretty great. The layout this year is really different. I wish they would have kept it the same as last year, so there isn't anything in front of you, but it's a lot of local shopping. A lot of great vendors that come together. I mean, it's great exposure. It's good for the city. It's good for us for business. Right. I mean, who doesn't want to grab popcorn and then just kind of walk around? This year, they stepped it up a notch. I think they have a new restaurant. They have the lights with the music, which that was a lot of fun to see.
It's pretty how they have
it
laid out.
It was very pretty. So I was excited about that. There's just couldn't, you know, last year, like I said, they didn't have the restaurant, the areas, the layout was a little different. This year, I was a little disappointed that Kawa Coffee is like right in front of me. So I don't have the view that I have. And I think it kind of blocks a little bit of traffic for us. Mm-hmm. But we do great on the weekends. I think Friday, Saturday, Sunday are probably the busiest day. The weather's been amazing. So, I mean,
yeah, it has been. Especially, yes. I like the cooler weather.
Yes.
I'm one of those people. I get tired of the heat. Now, if you're not familiar, Winter Village is in Curtis Hickson Park in downtown Tampa. So if you guys are listening, you definitely need to go check it out. Stop by and see Lizette. I saw her when I went for the opening evening and had some pumpkin spice popcorn, which I am still thinking about.
Did you like that
one? I did. I did.
That one's really good. I can't, again, have pumpkin pie. So I just kind of make things that I just can't have. So if any of your listeners have an idea for popcorn, they can let us know and hit me up on Instagram at that chef popcorn, and we'll see what we can do, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we can have like a listeners contest or something.
I think we should.
Like glazed potato chips.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I think we should. That would be fun to do because you never know what people are going to come up with. And I think you work magic with your popcorn.
We can bring you into the shop.
I'll come in.
You can come in. Ian did it. Ian made himself a popcorn, and Dignitary Pop sells really well, and we give some proceeds back. So maybe is that a little challenge there?
Yeah. Especially with Ian, because I will kick his ass on any popcorn flavor.
There you go.
I will. Trust me.
Like a lot of the, where he went, well, he's not on the bone anymore, but a few of the people from the bone have their own popcorn. So Ben has his, and Joanna, she has hers.
I love her. JoJo. I love JoJo.
She's so amazing. And she has JoJo Pop. And, you know, Joanna's going to pop soon, too.
She is. I'm so happy for our little girl.
For her. Who else has a popcorn? I know Ben does. Oh, Mo.
Oh,
a cat named Mo. So are you going to challenge them?
I'm challenging Ian Beckles.
You're going to challenge Ian Beckles.
Yes, Ian.
She's coming
done.
For you.
I've already beat him on Instagram, and this is a funny story. I was behind him by, I don't know, I'm going to be nice and say 350. I think it was closer to 400 followers.
Uh-oh.
And now I'm already ahead of him by about that same amount. So.
Well, he says you are the shit when it comes to your social media.
Well, I just love food. So it's easy to do something that you love because I'm always showcasing everything. And Tampa just has so much to showcase.
Yes.
So it makes it fun and easy. But yeah. So yeah, Ian, if you're listening, man, I'm challenging
you. She's coming for you.
To a popcorn flavor contest. I will kick your ass. And I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
That's a lot of fun. You have to just decide, like, you want to do something savory, you want something sweet, something with a little chocolate.
Okay. I'm going to have fun with this. This is going to be fun. I love competitions. So now, what flavors did you bring me today?
So today I brought two of our flavors that are going to appear this weekend. We're going to start every weekend after this weekend. We're going to have some holiday flavors. So we have a Santa mix. So it's a cherry and a green apple. It's very holiday-ish.
I love the colors.
And the colors are really pretty, but it's a good mix because you have kind of the sour from the green apple with the sweetness of the cherry.
Very cool.
And then we have a hot cocoa, so it's chocolate popcorn, and we've melted marshmallows inside.
Very cool.
So it's going to be good. And we're going to have a peppermint caramel crunch. That's my favorite in the whole world. It's our caramel popcorn with some white Ghirardelli drizzle with peppermint bark on top.
You're killing me now.
Yes.
And I haven't had breakfast yet.
Oh, that one is actually my favorite because I love anything with peppermint and chocolate on it. So
you know that peppermint bark that comes out every year? That's kind of like crack to me.
Yes, it is.
I see it in the store. I have to buy it and I can eat a whole bag myself.
I will tell you, I was at Target and I was buying some peppermint candy because I make the peppermint bark myself with white chocolate. And I know Ghirardelli's has like a bag.
They do.
And this lady about knocked me down when she saw it was 2 for $6.
Oh, that's a good price too.
It was. The little boxes of the Ghirardelli's peppermint white chocolate, and she literally just, she apologized later, and I just looked at her like, oh my gosh. She's like, oh my, this is life to me. I wait for this every year. So I gave her my business card and I told her, you got to come visit me at Chef and Story Popcorn because I'm going to make something special for you.
Very cool.
So she was very excited. But I mean, she was, I would say she's probably like 6 foot and I'm barely 5'2". So when I say she almost knocked me down.
Oh my gosh, I can. I know this time of year, I don't know if it's just me, but it just seems like people are just always in a hurry and traffic, and it all drives me crazy. I get anxiety driving anymore.
I always try to finish my holiday shopping before November because of that. Mm-hmm. People need to relax. The holidays are to be enjoyed, but everybody seems to be amped up more. I don't know what it is in the water and your coffee.
I think it's all those Starbucks flavors that come out.
It might be. Maybe you had a little bit too much pumpkin spice lattes, but I have this tradition with my daughter that we don't do the whole Black Friday shopping. We just go to the mall, we have hot chocolate, and we watch people. I mean, did you see it on, it was all over Facebook, the news, some two women getting into a fight over fleece pajamas at Victoria's Secrets on Black Friday.
I did not see that, but that's pretty, that's pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah, who does that?
If you really look back at last year's sales, you can go back like on your social medias or the paper, the sales continue.
They do. It's not just one day,
it's
people.
It's not one day.
They go
so
on.
So relax.
And then after the holidays, you're going to have even bigger sales.
Listen, you can, that TV you think you're getting for $100 cheaper at Best Buy and you were in the line for. Now, if you just want the experience of Black Friday, I get it. But that same TV is at Walmart. So for the same price.
Right.
So I just crack up with people. I don't know what it is about the holidays that make them want to cut you off to get one car in front of you.
I know.
Which,
and then you're going to hit a red light anyways. Yeah. So you're really wasting your time.
They're beeping at you and you can't do anything. So I really don't understand it. My daughter is just newly driving. So she's 16. So she's been driving for a year with me, but now she can drive on her own. And she's, you know, I've noticed a little bit of road rage. Mom, people are just stupid. And I was like, well, you know, I always say driving isn't about you. It's about watching everybody else. Right. So I try to teach her that, but she like goes off in a tangent about how stupid people are. And I was like, well
it sounds like me in the mornings.
Not enough coffee equals road rage. Right. So I suggest everybody just come to Chef Inspired. Be happy. You can't leave my shop and not be happy.
It's
I'm like the bartender, but with popcorn. You come in, you talk to me about your problems or what's going on. I'll help you create a gift or the perfect popcorn. And I'm going to tell you some funny stories. And I'm going to let you vent to me about whatever your wife did or your husband or your boyfriend or your kids are driving you crazy. You know, listen, I have a refrigerator in the back and I do keep some alcoholic beverages. So
that's good to know.
You need something, you come into Chef Inspired. I am that bartender. I just have popcorn.
I'm actually going to be by there in about an hour.
Yep, yeah.
After we're done, I'm going by Joe and Son's Olive Oil to pick up something and I'm going to pop in. And
see what you did there? Pop in.
That was intentional. Come on. I'm not that creative. So anyway, do you have anything special coming up for the holidays aside from Winter Village?
This is in Winter Village, December 9th. I believe it is a Sunday.
Yes.
From 3 to 4. We will have the Ice Queen. Because, you know, Disney could sue me if I say it's Elsa. But, you know, everybody knows what I'm saying.
Right.
She's going to be there from 3 to 4. We're going to release a special glittery Ice Queen popcorn. So
that sounds pretty cool.
She's going to be available for photos. So if you have any kids, you want to come out there, you want to get a bag of glitter popcorn, take a picture with the Ice Queen, you know, kind of Elsa, but not Elsa. So Disney, don't sue me. but definitely, yes, that's going to be a lot of fun. I know we have an event page up on Facebook for that. So I wanted to do something really special for the kids.
Cool.
I wanted Olaf, but he was busy.
Oh, darn.
I know, I'm
too many obligations.
Sad. Don't make me start singing. We want to build a snowman. Because I will.
Come on, let's hear it. Just come on, one line.
Do you want to build a snowman?
It is going to be a lot of fun.
I always try to do something really special for the kids, and the glitter popcorn. It's edible glitter. Kids love it. Come out, take some pictures, buy some popcorn. We're going to have some special flavors that day. Okay. So that's something we're going to do, really cool.
Yeah, my daughter would love that. So
got to bring her.
I will. they want to go back. They want to go ice skating again. So I told them this time they got to stay with me because last time they were there.
They were all over the place?
Yes.
Aw.
Yeah.
Ice skating is cool. My daughter wants to do it, but she's verbally committed to University of New England. I don't think that they would like her to be ice skating. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She could go with your kids and watch them for you if you'd like.
Then I can sit back with you and chat about popcorn.
Well, I'll sneak in some wine.
Yeah, in a flask, I'll bring it. The last time I was there, I spent a little too much at the Don Me Now pop up shop.
Don Me Now,
I love everything
Don't
she
you
has.
Love my daughter bought a shirt there and she wore it to school. She's got the most amazing clothes.
She does,
doesn't she?
I think
there's a new vendor in there now, which, again, I don't understand that if you have one clothing vendor. But that's my rant on those kinds of things, you know, especially when you're a small business. You got to be careful about that. But Don Me Now is amazing, and she is amazing.
I got a champagne shirt and a champagne bell. I have it on my desk here. I'll show you.
I love champagne. I just have to be careful which ones I drink because of the whole gluten thing.
Right.
I look at things like, is that worth eating or drinking? Because it's going to make me sick for a bit. You know, champagne's high on the list of, it's okay. I'm going to be sick anyway if I drink too much. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that's how I judge everything. Big piece of cheesecake. Is it worth to be sick over?
Now, what would you say is, if you had to pick one gluten-free item that you absolutely love or recipe?
A gluten-free recipe? I do have a chocolate chip cookie recipe that somebody gave to me, and it's amazing. We use coconut flour, rice flour, and a little bit of tapioca. Adds a lot of texture. It's really good. I love cookies. I could eat one thing in the world and bring it back and it wouldn't make me sick would be Cuban bread. It's very hard to be a Latina and be drinking coffee in the morning, especially my café con leche, and not have Cuban bread. Girl, I cry over that. It breaks my heart.
Oh, man. Oh, I know. That's definitely something that, I'm not originally from Tampa, but that was one of the first things when I got here that I really fell in love with.
Have you been to the Cuban Sandwich Festival?
No.
What?
I know, right?
Oh my gosh, you got to go this year. Those are my great friends.
I will go this
Jolie
year.
Jolie and Victor Padilla.
I know
the founders.
Them from social
they are
media.
Amazing. You have to go. It is the best time and the best food. Before I got sick, I used to be a sponsor over there back in my insurance world, but they are amazing and you should be a judge.
Well, hook me up because I would love to.
I will hook you up. I'll talk to them. They are really great. And you just sit under a tent and eat Cuban sandwiches. Can you do that?
I could do that.
I think we need to get Ian in there too. We need to spice it all
up.
Well,
he's probably going to be gluten-free, so forget him.
Ian, have you ever been gluten-free? Come on now.
He can't do anything for more than a week. He's going to kill me when he listens to this, but he probably won't listen, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, he was doing vegan for a little bit.
I remember that.
I'm sure you guys know Ian. If you're listening, Ian Beckles, he's been on my podcast a couple of times, but him and I are very competitive. And he tried to be a vegan for a little bit, and it was really funny because after 2 weeks, he threw in the towel and had to have chicken wings. So
you couldn't handle it.
I crack up.
Listen, it is very difficult. I mean, when they told me that I had to go gluten-free, I thought I was going to cry. But when I left my gastroenterologist's office, that was it.
Yeah.
I just stopped, and I just didn't want to be sick anymore. But if you don't have to, gluten all day. So, Ian, if you are listening, I don't know what the F you were thinking to go vegan. I mean, other than pho, I mean, what is there that is vegan that is good and flavorful?
I don't know.
I'm probably really making people that are vegan very, very mad, but I do offer some vegan selections in my shop.
Well, it's funny you say that because I'm one of those people, I'm very lucky. I've been able to eat anything, and there aren't really any foods I don't like when I sit down and think about it.
What's your favorite food?
I always tend to go towards Italian.
Oh, of course.
I can't help it, but it just, I grew up on, you know, pizza is my thing. Mm. Most people know this. Yeah, I'm a little obsessed with pizza. But actually, over the years, I, you know, just eating out in Tampa, I love to try everything. So if there's something vegan, I'm going to eat it. I'm absolutely in love with jackfruit. Now, Dad's was the first place where I tried it. So mm-hmm. it tastes just like pulled pork. So they have jackfruit tacos. And you can actually buy it at Whole Foods and at Publix. And that's one thing I had told Ian to try is you can make, like, you know, jackfruit sliders. So they're definitely, I mean, I could do vegan. Not forever, but I could do it for a short period of time. I mean, I've really found some things that I really enjoyed eating, so wasn't too bad.
I mean, a lot of the gluten-free things that I eat are, some of them are vegan. Some of the protein bars and stuff that I supplement my diet with are vegan. Right. But if I didn't have to, I don't think I would do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could do that. At least the gluten-free, I still have some things that I can eat.
Right.
Like, you know, steak is naturally gluten-free. I am not giving that up.
I wouldn't give it up either.
I can't.
Well, yesterday, I don't know if you saw my pictures on Facebook, but I actually, they were on Instagram on my stories. I went up to the new Butcher's Mark in Sarasota.
I saw that. So you were with Toya.
Yeah, I love Toya.
Well, Toya does some of my social media, so she's amazing.
She's great.
So how was it? Was it great?
Well, we didn't get to actually eat anything. We just went on a tour, but there was three of us that were there, and all of us are going to get a specific cut of meat of our choice, whether it can be actually chicken or beef or pork, and then we're going to create our own recipes.
Awesome.
So I'm still kind of thinking what I want to do. So
Wait,
I have some Toya's ideas.
Toya's going to cook?
She's not. Okay. She was just there kind of showing us around.
Toya, I love you, but I didn't know you could cook.
I'm sure she could cook. I don't know. I've never asked her. We're always eating together, so we're always at events together.
But she, everybody loves food. I mean, she loves food, and I'm waiting for my pho from Allison.
I want some too.
On that. I saw that. Yes, I'm very excited. I was at that BT place yesterday on Henderson. It was okay. It wasn't the best pho that I've had, so I'm waiting to see what Allison does. So I'm very excited. When my stomach is kind of not feeling well, I can't have regular chicken soup.
Right.
And so I usually go and find some pho. Mm-hmm. It always settles me down.
Now, have you, I'm sure you've heard about the Sparkman Wharf.
Yes.
Which opens today.
I'm very excited about that. We were actually, Chef Inspired was asked by the Mommy Spot, who's doing a New Year's Eve. We're always, this will be my third year, so we were asked to be the official popcorn and a sponsor. I think we are going to be doing that, so we're going to have popcorn out there and goodie bags for the first 100 families. Mm-hmm. We did it last year, so it's going to be at Sparkman this time. Yeah, I'm very excited. Have you been out there?
I did. I got to go to a little sneak preview this past week, and it was awesome. So I got to try. They gave us all a little book with tickets for food and drink. So we all got to walk around and try a few things. And my big thing that I wanted to try was Corners Pizza, because they do a Detroit style. And I've been getting teased on Instagram for way too long. So that was kind of the first place I went to. And then I had some spring rolls from BT, which I love. And I had some char-grilled oysters with a smoked jalapeno butter from Boat Run.
Wow. So let me ask you something. Since you're a pizza freak.
Yeah.
I love pizza, but I can only have gluten-free pizza. So we have Detroit style, we got New York style, we got Chicago deep dish. Like, what's the difference in all these different styles?
I mean, well, one thing, and I've talked about this before, and I've learned this. Chicago style isn't really deep dish or stuffed crust, however you want to call it. They're actually known for their thin crust pizza.
Okay.
One of my favorite spots is Paul's Chicago Pizza. They have a location in St. Pete, and they have one in Clearwater. So it's super thin. It's delicious. I'll have to ask them if they have gluten-free.
Awesome.
I will ask them. I'm actually going there today with Ian, because today is their one-year anniversary for their St. Pete location.
I see a lot of posts. Actually, you and Ian have both posted about them. So.
Yeah.
If they do have it, let me know. That's something that actually my daughter and I one time did the best burger. So we went all around Tampa.
Right.
So we wanted to do the same thing with pizza, but I have to have gluten-free. So we would just jump around. But I've been to a couple of different places in New York, not Chicago for pizza. But I have noticed like everybody's got
a different style.
So we have, is it Formisi coming to Hyde Park? That's Jeff Vigante's new.
Yes, I can't wait for that.
I did message him. He did say they were going to have, so that's a Romanian type pizza. Mm-hmm. I am headed to London next year. Hopefully I will be going to Rome. So
I've been
they're
going to
have gluten-free pizza. So okay. All these different styles that we are bringing to Tampa,
there's so many,
is amazing. So now we have Formisi, which is a Roman style pizza. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. And then, you know, of course, New York is one of my favorites. It's hard. I'm definitely a thin crust person. I prefer it. I'm all about the quality of the ingredients, the cheeses, the tomatoes, rather than the bread. I do love the bread. Don't get me wrong. I'll eat it any day, but I tend to go more towards thin crust. And I do love Eddie and Sam's, though.
Eddie and Sam's is good. I've seen this new phase, a fad coming. Like, you got Mod Pizza. You got the one in International Mall, Rise Pies, where you just order, you put whatever you want. What do you think about those?
I think those are fun, but I really like to try whatever place is showcasing one of their specialties. That's usually what I go for. Even bad pizza is better than no pizza, and I say that laughing because I was at the Bucks game this past week, and oh my God, never again will I buy a pizza there.
Listen, my daughter will eat Tostinos.
Those Tostinos,
99 cents, and she's happy. If she can't find it, if she can't have pizza out, we get West Shore Pizza does a good gluten-free crust as well. I mean, she'll look in the freezer and she'll be very upset if there's not a couple of 99-cent frozen Tostino pizzas in there. So bad pizza, good pizza, no pizza.
Yeah. There's something I would say, but I'm not going to say it when it comes to pizza, but yeah. It's definitely, though, the Bucks game was an experience. Everything there is so expensive.
Do they have pizza there?
They do. I wanted to try it. It was kind of like, do you spend $20 on a sandwich? Because my friend did, and it really wasn't that great. So I went ahead and I think I spent $10 on a pizza. And I ate it, but.
We do the popcorn there for the VIP. So Aramark they run.
Oh, nice.
They run everything. So we do the bulk popcorn for them. Since everything is so expensive, I'm just wondering, I wonder how much they're upcharging everybody.
It's a little out of hand for me, but that's okay.
It is. It's not like back in the day when my dad would take us to a football game or a soccer game or even baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't afford to take your family there anymore.
No.
I mean, and pay, $10 for a hot dog when I can get how many packs at the grocery store? It does baffle me. I mean, being a single mom back when my son was little, trying to catch some games with him in baseball, I was just like, how do people do this?
It's hard. Wow. I mean, I'm a single mom myself. I have two kids, and we've gone to games before, and it's like after parking and food, it's like, forget it. You're way over $100.
Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Even the theme parks are getting a little bit out of hand.
They are.
It's if you could do the monthly payments and stuff, that's cool, but I mean, what's Disney now to get in? Over 100? It's way over 100,
I'm the wrong person to ask.
It's crazy.
I haven't been to Disney since I was pregnant with my daughter. That's sinful, and I live, an hour
but
away?
But it's just so, I used to, SeaWorld. Well, my daughter is going to University of New England studying marine biology, and I was at SeaWorld almost every weekend before she started playing travel softball. If you don't have a pass, I don't know how people do it. It's ridiculous. Disney, Busch Gardens is getting that way.
I know.
So that's why people can just come
and have popcorn.
Chef Inspired and have popcorn. Do you know how many people come to Chef Inspired before they go to a movie theater? I have that's the snack bag you have in front of you. You can put it in your purse.
Thank you, because I'm actually planning on going to see a movie this weekend. So I think when I go by in a little bit, I'll grab some. But anyway, thank you again for
having me.
Coming by today and sharing your story and everything. And so you are located on Beta Bay. Yes. I don't know your exact street address, but
3204.
Perfect.
West Beta Bay. We are in the same building as Joe & Sons. And actually, we do some great popcorn with Joe & Sons balsamic vinaigrettes.
I know.
We have a raspberry caramel corn, and we use that.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's amazing. But definitely come on by. We're going to start this weekend doing the holiday flavors. We have our tins out and our gifts and our chef packs and a lot of fun.
And if anyone wants to get me a gift for Christmas, you can definitely get me some popcorn. And if you have any ideas for flavors, please message them or even myself on Instagram, because I'm determined to beat Ian Beckles.
Yeah, you gotta beat Ian. He is his Dignitary Pop is pretty amazing. So I look forward to seeing what you can do. We're gonna bring you in the shop.
I'm not even nervous. I'm gonna beat him.
You're gonna beat him?
Oh God, yeah.
You heard that, Ian. She's gonna beat you.
Yeah, I will. I'm ready. He has no idea what he's getting himself into. Anyway, guys, thank you again for joining, and be sure to hang out with me on Instagram at Forking Around Town. I have some really fun stuff coming up, and I'll be showcasing some fun Instagram stories when I visit Chef Inspired Popcorn this weekend at Winter Village in Curtis Hickson. And once again, you guys, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. And don't forget, a new episode pops out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com. Thanks, guys.
This is an Ian Beckles Flavor in Your Ear quick fix on Radio Influence.
I don't go out and indulge in all that crazy Black Friday type stuff. That is not happening in my world. There was a time where I loved the mall. I loved going to the mall. It's not today. You grow out of things and everything is different. I used to love to go to the mall, and now I don't have any damn money. Maybe it has something to do with it, but going to the mall to me is almost like it's like a torture. I don't want to go anymore. I used to love it. Maybe if I go back, I'll change, but I don't think that's the case. So if you guys are the ones that are going out there for Black Friday, you know, malls are a mess. I think they said they're going to make $90 billion or something during this week. And just on Amazon and some of those websites, those guys make an astronomical amount of money per second. Those guys are making a whole lot of money. From what they say, 60% of Americans say they're better off financially than they were last year. I can say I'm probably in a better situation than I was last year, and that's good to hear.
You can find Ian Beckles' Flavor in Your Ear on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.